السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to another edition of Sahaba Profiles. Today we commence with the story of Salman Farsi رضي الله عنه. Farsi meaning the Persian. He was a young boy in the city of Isfahan in Iran, and his father was a leader of their village, of their area. And his father was a very wealthy man. And his father was very attached to Salman رضي الله عنه. وكنت أحب خلق الله إليه منذ ولدت. He says, from the day I was born, my father really loved me. I was the most beloved of all. And my father became, he says, very possessive of me. My father never used to really let me go out much. And he used to keep me pretty much in the home. And we know that the Persians were fire worshippers. And his father taught him all about fire worship and got him involved in preparing the fire and all of that. And Salman radiallahu anhu spent a number of years in his early childhood in this particular manner, not being exposed to much in terms of what happened beyond the parameters of his own family and their own practices and rituals. And then he says, one day, you know, due to some circumstances, my father was forced to send me out to run a particular errand. And he says, on my way, I passed by a church and the Christians were worshipping in that church. And I heard some, you know, sounds coming from within that church. And it caught my attention, so I decided, you know what, let me go closer and let me listen a little bit more. And then he said, as I went closer, my interest increased, and then eventually I went in. And I was so fascinated and I was so taken aback by the concept of worshipping a deity and that kind of thing, that he says that I told them, Wallahi hadha khayrun min alladhina nahnu alayh, that indeed this is better in terms of worship than what we do. And he says, I got so engrossed that it was already sunset by the time I realized that, hey, I needed to run an errand for my father and I need to actually get back home. So he says that I rushed home, and naturally my father was perturbed and my father was worried. But before I left, I asked them that, Aina asluha the deen? Tell me that where does your deen, where's the headquarters of your religion? And they told him, Fi bilad al-Sham. You would find it in the Sham region. So when he came home, his father was upset, but he was very frank and he was very honest with his father. And he told his father that, look, I passed by these people and I was attracted and I went inside. And what I found there was something really amazing. And I think that their religion is better than our religion. So his father said, Ay bunay, laysa fi dhalika ad-din khayr. Dinuka wa dinu abaika khayrun min. His father said, no, Salman, don't get caught in that. There is no goodness in their religion. The religion of your father and your forefathers, there's goodness in that. But he says, you know, I was so convinced that I became obstinate with my father. And I said, Wallahi, inna deenahum la khayrun min deenina. Definitely, Dad, their religion is better than ours. So his father became very fearful that Salman radiallahu anhu would join them. So his father imprisoned him. His father chained him and kept him at home. He put a chain onto his leg. Then he says that one day I managed to get a bit of an opening and I sent a message to the Christians there. I said, listen, you told me that the headquarters of your religion is Sham. If there's a group of people going in that direction, please let me know so that, you know, I can join them. And he says, after a while, they sent a message to me and they told me that, yes, there's a group and they're going. He says, I managed to escape and I joined up with that group and I went. Now, when he came to Sham, he says, I asked them, Man afdalu rajulin min ahli hadha ad-din? Who's the most pious of you Christians here in Sham? So they told me that there was a person by the name Usquf, and he was in charge of a particular monastery. He says, so I went there and I explained to him my whole story and I said, look, I would like to stay with you. And he said, fine, you can stay with me, it's not a problem. And he says, I started to serve him. I became his khadim. ثم ما لبثت أن عرفت أن الرجل رجل سوء. He says that I didn't stay too long with him before I realized that this guy here, he was bad news. He would tell people one thing and he would do the opposite. He would encourage them to give charity. And then when they would give him the charity, he would actually hoard it and he would store it for himself. And he would not give to the poor and to the needy, those who were the intended recipients. And he had managed to amass a great amount of gold. And he says, I became very, very angry with him. And it wasn't long that he died. And when he died, all of the Christians of that area, they got together and they said, you know what, we need to give him a burial befitting of a leader. You know, he's been such a phenomenal leader for us. And Salman radiallahu anhu says, I then thought that this is the right time for me to come clean with them. And I told them, إِنَّ صَاحِبَكُمْ كَانَ رَجُلَ سُوءٍ يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. He used to tell you to give charity, but he was a very evil man. He used to keep it for himself. And initially, they didn't want to believe me, he says, until I told them and I showed them where he was storing and where he was hoarding all of the wealth. And then he says, when he did that, they were extremely angry and they said, no, we will not even bury him now. We're going to put him onto a cross. We're going to crucify him and we'll pelt him with stones so that it can serve as a lesson for others. He says that for a while I stayed on my own after that. And then I started looking now for somebody else from whom I could learn about this religion and in whose company I could spend my time. We'll leave the story there for today, inshallah. We'll continue in the next discussion with regards Sahaba profiles on the life story of Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu.